Today I would like to share a message out of the Gospel of Luke chapter 24, verses 13 through 35, which is entitled, On the Road to Emmaus. I would like to explain a little bit before the reading we get starting, but first, let's invite the Holy Spirit in. Heavenly Father, we come before you this morning to ask that you show up here as I deliver this message for you, and it's not me speaking, Father, it's you speaking. Father, if we just touch one heart in this room, I know you'll be happy. Please let the scripture speak for itself. Thank you for all the many blessings you do for us. We ask all this in your holy name. Amen. Today's sermon is about an event in which Luke writes about two disciples that Jesus appeared to as they were walking away from Jerusalem to Emmaus. Luke is the only one to have written a record of this story. This account by Luke reveals something about who we are and how Jesus opens our eyes and yearns for us to see him for who he is. It is also about how we can come to know him and understand him better. So if you would, please open your Bibles to Luke chapter 24. We're going to start out with the 13th verse, and I'm just going to go ahead and read through 35. Now that same day, two of them were going to a village called Emmaus, about 7 miles from Jerusalem. They were talking with each other about everything that had happened. As they talked and discussed these things with each other, Jesus himself came up and walked along with them, but they were kept from recognizing him. He asked them, "What are you discussing together as you walk along?" They stood still, their faces downcast. One of them, named Cleopas, asked him, "Are you the only one visiting Jerusalem who does not know the things that have happened there in these days?" "What things?" he asked. "About Jesus of Nazareth," they replied. "He was a prophet, powerful in word and deed before God and all the people. The chief priests and rulers handed him over to be sentenced to death, and they crucified him. But we had hoped that he was the one who was going to redeem Israel. And what is more, it is the third day since all this took place. In addition, some of our women amazed us. They went to the tomb early this morning, but didn't find his body. They came and told us that they had seen a vision of angels who said he was alive. Then some of our companions went to the tomb and found it just as the women had said, but they did not see Jesus." He said to them, "How foolish you are, and how slow to believe all that the prophets have spoken. Did not the Messiah have to suffer these things and then enter his glory? And beginning with Moses and all the prophets, he explained to them what was said in all the scriptures concerning himself." As they approached the village in which they were going, Jesus continued on as if he was going farther. But they urged him strongly, "Stay with us, for it is nearly evening, the day is almost over." So he went to stay with them. When he was at the table with them, he took the bread, gave thanks, broke it, and began to give it to them. Then their eyes were opened, and they recognized him, and he disappeared from their sight. They asked each other, "Were not our hearts burning within us after he talked with us on the road and opened the scriptures to us?" They got up and returned at once to Jerusalem. There they found the 11 and those with them assembled together and saying, "It is true, the Lord has risen and has appeared to Simon." Then the two told what happened on the way and how Jesus was recognized by them when he broke the bread. Before we start to begin to dig a little deeper in the scriptures, I'd like to share a quick video with you to give you an idea of the setting that took place from Jerusalem to Emmaus. Take a look.
What manner of communications are these that ye have one to another?
As ye walk and us sat.
Art thou only a stranger in Jerusalem and hast not known of the things which are come to pass there in these days?
What things?
Concerning Jesus of Nazareth, which was a prophet mighty in deed and word before God and all the people, and how the chief priests and our rulers delivered him up to be condemned to death and have crucified him. But we trusted that it had been he which should have redeemed Israel. And beside all this, today is the third day since these things were done. Yea, and certain women, also of our company, made us astonished, which were early at the sepulchre. When they found not his body, they came saying that they had also seen a vision of angels, which said that he was alive. And certain of them which were with us went to the sepulchre and found it even so as the women had said, but him they saw not.
O fools, and slow of heart to believe all that the prophets have spoken. Ought not Christ to have suffered these things and to enter into his glory?
With us, for it is toward evening, and the day is far spent.
Father, we offer thanks for thy bounties. Amen.
Amen. Did not our heart burn within us while he talked with us by the way, and while he opened to us the scriptures?
We must return to Jerusalem this very hour.
So now as we read the text and we've seen a little video, that gives us kind of idea of what the setting was. So now as we look back in verses 13 and 14, Luke describes two followers of Jesus, one with the name of Cleopas and the other was unnamed in this account. To really set the stage for this story, we should begin by trying to understand how these two believers were feeling after seeing Jesus, their Savior, scourged, beaten, spit upon, and even crucified. They truly thought that no one, not even their Savior, could have lived through such a severe torture. Can you imagine viewing such a tragic spectacle and how that would affect your thinking? Actually seeing your Messiah go through such a cruel and degrading death. Doubt had begun to cloud their minds, as it does ours sometimes, and they had forgotten all that Jesus had taught them. As the two followers of Jesus turned to Jerusalem, They seem to be walking in the wrong direction, away from the fellowship of believers, and before Jesus had a chance to reveal himself. Some of us here today may be walking in the wrong direction. Perhaps we have given up before it was time for Jesus to reveal himself in his master plan for us. Isn't that often sometimes what we do? See, our faith must never waver. We shall not lose hope and forget what the scriptures say and the everlasting promises God has made to all of us. As they walked that 7-mile journey to Emmaus, the disciples were struggling to understand the events that had taken place over the last few days. Just then, Jesus came up and started walking alongside of them. And as Jesus joined them, in verse 16, the disciples were kept from recognizing them. And why was this? The reason for this concealment was so that the disciples may learn a very valuable lesson about Jesus in this gradual revelation of himself. This lesson ultimately taught the disciples the importance of trusting God's promises. These two followers have been taught about the ultimate sacrifice of our Lord and Savior many, many times before. They listened, but they did not hear. Verse 17, Jesus asks, "What are you discussing as you walk along?" Cleopas explains about Jesus of Nazareth and his crucifixion. The two followers shared their doubts and fears and what they thought might have been false hopes about Jesus. As we pick up in verse 25, where Jesus says, "How foolish you are, and how slow to believe that the prophets have spoken. Did not the Messiah have to suffer these things and then enter the glory?" Explanation mark after "how foolish you are." After Jesus walking on earth for 3 years and teaching and telling these disciples over and over and over, he was kind of upset. Verse 27, Jesus explains to them what was said in all the scriptures concerning himself. We don't know what specific passages Jesus shared with the disciples. We simply know Jesus walked them through the entirety of the revelation to show how he gave witness to, who he was, why he had come, and why it was absolutely necessary. It must have taken several hours to walk the 7 miles to Emmaus. Jesus wanted his disciples to understand and believe what the scripture said about him. This would give them clarity as to why they came and why he had to suffer for our sins. Scripture gives testimony of who our Messiah is. Jesus uses it today to open the eyes of those who do not know him. Why we are not always privy to God's plan, but simply remember, it's not our plan, it's his. The supernatural workings of God to raise Jesus from the dead was outside of these disciples' paradigm. We need to be careful not to make the same mistake. That is, not to discount what God has already done simply because we cannot explain it. Just because they know about Jesus did not mean they really knew who he was. And just because they saw Jesus did not mean they knew who he was. Notice in verse 28, something stood out to me here. When they all reached Emmaus, Jesus kept walking on as if he was going farther. But the disciples urged him strongly to stay with them. And so he did. In essence, Jesus wants us to invite us into his hearts. He's waiting for us to ask him. We know scriptures build our faith, and only through faith we can come to Jesus. The truth of scripture about Jesus leads to personal faith in Jesus. Romans 10:17. Faith comes from hearing, and hearing comes from the Word of God. So as we reference verse 30 through 35, when Jesus broke bread with the two disciples, their eyes were opened. When our eyes begin to open, we will want others to see what we see. Their encounter with Jesus had been very emotional. It had stirred up them on the inside. And in verse 32, they asked each other, "Were not our hearts burning within us while he talked with us on the road and opened the scriptures to us?" And once they could see again, they could not help but share their experience with everyone back in Jerusalem. Can you imagine the excitement that they had, knowing after they broke bread and seen Jesus, that they just got done walking 7 miles with him, broke bread with him, the creator and author of life and salvation. That very hour, as dark as it was, as late as it was, even as dangerous as it was on the roads, they left for Jerusalem to share this wonderful news. These two disciples gave witness to the other disciples that Jesus had risen, that he walked with them, talked with them, and explained the scriptures to them. And as they broke bread at their table in the remembrance of him, he disappeared. All who experience the risen Savior should be moved with similar emotions. All who have come to know him should react in a similar fashion. We should not be able to contain it. Where do we begin to start getting to know Jesus? The answer is through the Bible, his word. I encourage everyone, if you're wanting to strengthen your faith and you're wanting Jesus to walk alongside you every day, then we need to know who he really is. How do we do that? Devotionals. They're okay. But devotionals is like getting a little spoonful. I encourage everyone to set aside 10 to 15 minutes every day and read your Bible. Continue to foster a meaningful relationship with our Creator. If we walk with Jesus, he will reveal himself to us. So the walk of Emmaus teaches us and reminds us how to trust in God, how to become closer to him, how to build a relationship with him, and most of all, how to trust in the Word of God. So let's join together in communion and remember what our risen Savior has already done for us.